Hello, welcome back to the Hard Fact of Nigeria in the Food Hurry Port Harcourt. I'm Dayo, and the scorchings continue at this time, 13 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Thanks for staying tuned. Move on from the earlier matter of the extension, the CBN's extension of its January 31 deadline to a different matter entirely. And this one concerns a proposed visa ban by U.S. authorities. FGOK's U.S. visa ban on election riggers. Stories in the Punch. Now, here are details. The federal government says whatever action taken against anyone who undermines the nation's democracy, watered by the blood of many patriots, is right and justified. Minister of Information and Culture, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, said this Monday in Abuja at the 20th edition of the President Buhari administration's scorecard series 2015 to 2023. Mohammed was responding to the decision by the U.S. to slam a visa ban on some Nigerians believed to be responsible for or complicit in undermining democracy in Nigeria. The decision was announced in a statement recently issued by the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. The minister reiterated the position of the Buhari administration to ensure free, fair and credible elections, as well as a smooth handover to a successor elected by Nigerians May 29. Let's talk about this for a bit. What I'm asking a couple of questions here. I imagine other questions will arise across the conversation. What impact will the US's ban or visa ban on those undermining democracy in Nigeria have, really? You know, I mean, it's are people that determined to go to the US, in a manner of speaking? And also very important, I suppose, is who determines who this election riggers are, or who determines who these democracy underminers are? Who determines who is undermining democracy in Nigeria? Is it the Nigerian government? Is the Nigerian government or Nigerian agencies or operatives going to conduct investigations first? Are they going to determine that, oh, this person is undermining Nigeria's democracy? Then based on that, the US says, oh, we're going to issue a visa ban or some visa restrictions on this person. Or does the U.S. determine who these persons are who are going to or planning to already undermine that democracy? And then, if there's no prosecution, there is no conviction, they are then denied entry into the U.S. And by the way, this person's the U.S. claims. Because, I mean, before the U.S. would issue a statement of this nature, it probably knows or has gotten a whiff that some persons either have undermined the democracy or planning to undermine the democracy. But once again, there's been no prosecution, there's been no trial, there's been no conviction. So is the U.S. serving as judge and jury in this case, determine who these democracy underminers are and go ahead to dish out punishments for them? Now, if some of these persons are contesting these elections already occupy elective positions, so if they are sanctioned by the U.S. for undermining the democracy in Nigeria, is it possible that after having been sanctioned by the U.S., these persons are still honorables and excellencies in Nigeria, in the system, undermining the system, undermining our democracy? Let's talk about this for a bit. Lines open. Call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093 at the numbers to call. Also, let's see. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Also, we're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. A reminder, call 0700-93-093. So the U.S.'s planned visa restrictions, a visa ban on persons undermining Nigeria's democracy or rigging elections, who determines who that is? Who determines who the democracy underminer is in Nigeria? Is it Nigeria who determines that, or is it the U.S. who determines that? And if the U.S. has determined that the person is undermining democracy in Nigeria, does it simply end with a visa ban or a visa restriction or entry restrictions into the U.S.? Would there be any punishment for them here in Nigeria, or should there be? Hello, Hard Fact, welcome. Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on. 9213, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're welcome. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I think that idea is to show Nigerians how they care for us, and then also let us understand that the corruption, we have been reading with corruption, so they don't want anything like that in their side, so that whosoever is corrupt here should remain here. I think that's all.
All right. Once again, 0700-923-093 is the number to call. You can also join in via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Who determines who these persons are who are undermining our democracy? And even if the U.S. decides to issue a visa ban on this person, if the U.S. some way, somehow, is able to determine who these persons are that are undermining Nigeria's democracy and thus goes ahead to declare a visa ban against these persons, does it stop them from undermining Nigeria's democracy? I mean, would that do that? I mean, the essence of any punishment is to serve as a deterrent. Would it deter them from going ahead or from forging ahead in the quest to undermine Nigeria's democracy? Would it do that? Would it stop them in any way? You know? And also, these persons who are undermining Nigeria's democracy or have undermined it or plan to undermine it, whom the U.S. will be issuing visa restrictions against, should their identities be made public as well? Is it enough that the U.S. has simply restricted, you know, entry into the U.S. Against this person? Should their identities be made public? Should the U.S. publish the names of this persons? I mean, should the U.S. be the only one to know who the persons are that are undermining our democracy? Do Nigerians not have the right to know as well? For example, the good people of River State, or by extension, the good people of Nigeria, the masses, the ordinary folks, do they deserve to know who these persons are that are undermining Nigeria's democracy? Call 0700-93-093. Join in via Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
Good evening to you. You're live on radio. Please go on.
Please, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
My network.
Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. It does not stop the people. It's not a deterrent. It's just that if those people are going to travel to the United States, they won't be allowed entry. But does it stop them from stopping what they're doing? I don't think so.
So what's the essence of this then? Do you think there's any value to what the U.S. is doing?
I don't think that's really a value, actually, unless there only be a value if the people have interest in visiting the United States. If they don't have
why would the person want to visit the U.S. in the first place if they didn't have any interest visiting the U.S.?
Naturally, anybody who wants to enjoy his life or have a sense of living in the Western world would like to go to either Europe or to the U.S.
Exactly. No, you were saying earlier that if they have an interest there, then it might affect them. But obviously, like even you just said right now, anybody that's traveling to the U.S. is only doing so because they have an interest there, whatever the interest is.
Exactly.
So what are you saying then? Are you saying that there's value to the actions of the U.S. or there's no value to it? Because I'm a bit confused right now.
What I'm saying, as far as the justice system is concerned, there's no value because it's not a deterrent. But for the U.S. interest, and it's a deterrent, it's what it means that anybody who wants to have access to their own area will not be involved in this. But for the Nigerian system, I don't see this as a deterrent at all.
Okay. Pardon me, a commercial break comes up shortly. We've got headlines at 5:30 p.m. And of course, the news, major news comes up to about the hour at 6 p.m. Well, let's get to your take still, once again, via Twitter and Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH. I'm not sure I have enough time for another... Do I have enough time for another call right now? I'm not sure that I do, as a matter of fact. Okay, let's see how it goes. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome.
Hello, Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, so you ask if it has any impact. It has no impact because the guys are just going to continue. They can go to any part of the world. They can go to Europe, Dubai, and still have fun, and do their medical. If they don't go to medical terrorism over there, they can't get their medical attention. So they don't. It has no impact at all.
So why do you think the U.S. is doing it then?
Well, I think it's just using the old whip. In the past, these things used to work because, how many places, Dubai was not that developed. And U.S. used to have the autonomy of power where people want to go to the U.S. But I think that old whip has since worn out. It's a very weak whip right now. So I think U.S., I don't know why they still use it, but it has no impact. An old whip, they've been using it for long. And right now, it has no impact anymore. Because people go elsewhere and still spend that money and still do whatever they want to do and come back to Nigeria and mess things up. Yeah.
So it's of no essence at all.
It has no impact in my view. It has no impact. Yeah.
Really? So what's the U.S. thinking then? Are you suggesting that the U.S. did not think this through properly before announcing it?
Well, I think that's a great question, really. Look at what's going on in terms of, things around Ukraine. Look at Ukraine, for example.
Yeah.
And the kind of, seven beliefs that the Western world gave to Ukraine, and Ukraine is crying about certain things right now. It's just the braggado, Sometimes so this braggado is happening, the cowboy braggado, but I don't think they thought it through. Or they still think maybe it can impact the average Nigerian leader. But honestly, the average Nigerian leader can, like I said, there are many other places they can go to. What do they need to go to the U.S. for? Yeah.
Well, you brought up the Ukraine matter. I know it's a slight digression, but what does the U.S. have to do with the Ukraine-Russia war right now?
Oh, okay. So the Russia-Ukraine war, before the war started, there was a lot of confidence Ukraine had that, they are protected by the U.S. and the Western world.
The U.S. and the rest of the West were never going to be an active part of the war. That was clear from the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. Maybe a couple of comments before I go for the next commercial break. U.S. ban a visa makes no difference. Even the Nigerian government would not mention anyone. Would the U.S. say that they don't know the politicians? That's from Ezekiel. Levinas goes, the underminers of our country's democracy over the years have been the thugs, and their sponsors are always sacred goats. These thugs have no business traveling overseas. So how about the sacred goats? They travel, don't they? They travel as well. Well, they even travel mostly, I suppose. Anyways, a break for the commercial break now. Discussions continue afterwards. Major news at 6 p.m. Do please stay with us.
It's all talk
and more talk
on Nigerian's number one talk station.
This country needs a marshal, needs a sheriff.
In some particular societies, especially in my tradition, a woman is not allowed to inherit land.
issues that get your attention.
This thing has been a carryover for the time of Jonathan.
Yeah.
And continue to be
your views against all odds.
My worry is that why those households, why are they not following up their job? Like
the intense conversation.
It has to be given to her now based on sentiment. These are some of the challenges that women go through on a daily basis.
Okay, bro.
And
that is
all and more on Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dayo.
Hello, welcome back to Hard Facts to Nigeria Info, Harry Input Harker, the number one talk station. I'm Dan. Discussions continue. We've got 23 minutes to go before 6 p.m. Top of the hour at 6. The major news is on. But for the moment, let's get your take. Story comes to the Punch newspaper. FGOK's U.S. visa ban on election riggers. The federal government says whatever action taken against anyone who undermines the nation's democracy, watered by the blood of many patriots, is right and justified. Minister of Information and Culture, Lai Mohammed, said this on Monday. He was responding to the decision by the U.S. To slam a visa ban on some Nigerians believed to be responsible for or complicit in undermining democracy in Nigeria. The decision was announced in a statement recently issued by the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. So what I'm asking is, by the way, first and foremost, will this have any particular impact? You know, what effect will this have? Will this person who are undermining Nigeria's democracy suddenly decide to stop undermining Nigeria's democracy because of a potential visa ban against them? Or even if the visa ban is implemented against them, would it stop them from continuing to undermine Nigeria's democracy? Also, who determines who these election underminers are? Is it the U.S.? And if the U.S. determines that they are undermining Nigeria's democracy and goes ahead to issue this visa ban against them, do they suffer any consequence in Nigeria? I mean, if the U.S. has determined that they are, once again, undermining the democracy, what happens in Nigeria? Will they still be part of the elections if they are contesting positions? And all of that, you know, 0700-93-093 is the number to call. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
All right, go on.
I'm Chief Kukole from Echiche.
Go ahead.
Over the years, we all know that the underminers of our democracy have been political talks. Their sponsors, being the bosses, then have been treated as sacred goods. All these talks, do they have any business traveling overseas? The answer is no.
So I'm trying to understand the point that you're making. So are you saying that, because you started by saying the thugs are the ones undermining the democracy, so are you saying that the points you refer to are sacred goods who send the thugs out are not undermining the democracy?
They do that, but the authorities do not treat them according to the law. That's why I said they are treated as sacred ghosts. They are untouchable. Mostly when they win the elections, they now grow horns.
Have you heard of anyone being prosecuted for electoral offenses in Nigeria? Whether they are the ones you refer to as sacred goats or the ones you refer to as thugs, have you heard of any prosecution and conviction on electoral offenses?
The people that have been convicted, maybe they are arrested and taken to state CIDs in the various cases, have been the tops.
I asked you a question. Have you heard of any prosecution and convictions on electoral offenses, either of sacred goats, as you call them, or thugs, as you call them? That's my question.
I've not heard.
Okay. In other words, very likely it hasn't happened before. So what's the difference between the ones you refer to as thugs and the ones you refer to as sacred goats?
I am saying that they are sponsors who are the real underminers of our democracy are treated as sacred ghosts.
All right, good to hear from you. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello?
You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Hello, go ahead.
I think that
that particular farm in order, and it will help improve our electoral process.
How will it do that?
Yes, because most of them, when they, you know, indulge in this electoral malpractice to get some kind of favor into governance, they go out there to spend that money. They go where the system works, where things are in order, and they spend the money there. And remember, they said that their family members are also going to be affected. Some of them, that, which means that some of them that have their children in the U.S. going there, they will have to deport them back. Yes, it will not automatically solve all the electoral problems we have in the country, but it will go a long way.
Let's assume you're right, and they have children who are schooling in the U.S., and the visa ban affects them as well. Let's assume you're right. How about those who don't have families in the U.S., or their children are not schooling in the U.S.? How about those ones?
Yeah, those of them that do not have children in the U.S., or may want to go there for maybe pleasure or to seek medical attention.
Okay, let's talk about those ones. How about those who want to maybe they're planning to go to, you know, Disney World in the summer, or go to Miami or wherever, or they want to go to Las Vegas? Why can't they go somewhere else? Why can't they go to the UK? Why can't they go to Paris? Venice is nice in the summer. Why can't they go to the UK as well?
I'm not saying that they don't have other alternatives, but there are some of them that most of their investment are there in the US.
How do you know that most of their investments are in the U.S.?
Of course, now some of our politicians that are schooling their money, most of them invested in the U.S. and the U.K. Yes.
Mm.
So they invested there. So let's assume that you have an investment there. I'm not saying that all of them invested there. Let's assume that you have an investment there and you are banned from entering into a country where you have invested all of the things that you, almost everything that you're schooling in Nigeria. But definitely now, it's going to affect you. So, I'm not saying that they will solve all the problems, but it will solve it to some extent.
Okay.
The U.S. has done their own.
Those election on the miners, the election on the miners who have children studying in the U.S. or who want to go to Las Vegas in the summer, or who have investments over there, if the U.S. slams the visa ban on them, they will suddenly stop undermining our democracy. Got about 16 to go before 6 p.m. Once again, the major news is up at 6. Let's get your take. 0700-93-093 is the number to call. Let's get your take. Also via facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH. Also via Twitter at Nigerian for PH. The federal government has backed the position of the United States government to impose a visa ban on persons who are deemed to be undermining Nigeria's democracy. But then again, the question I asked earlier, who determines who a democracy underminer in Nigeria is? Is it the U.S. that determines that? Is it the Nigerian government? Who should determine that? I'm asking you this. Who should determine that? Hello, you're welcome. Hi, go ahead.
Okay, for me, the issue here is that Nigeria working means they lack the capacity. And tomorrow we'll say we're a sovereign nation. Like the question you're asking now, who determines what? I know actually that some of these people have investment in some of these countries, and whereas some of those bans are placed on them, it will affect them somehow. But I've not heard anybody, because they are not made public, and I've not heard anybody that have been banned. When the electioneering campaign started, we had some, this person, let him go to US now, let's see, this one, let him go to UK. They all went there. We were expecting, was there any issue, ban on all these people? Are they wanted in all these countries? But at the end of the day, none of them were wanted. They were free. They went to US, they went to UK, they went everywhere. But my most worry is that how could Nigeria now rely on another nation dealing with those who they also perceive have offended, to have committed electoral, undermined our electoral process? You're not saying that you don't have capacity to deal with this war. That is the worry I have.
Mm.
and it's unfortunate.
But do you think, even if that's the case, do you think this sanctions by the US would have any impact at all in here in Nigeria?
If they ban anybody who undermine our electoral process and have any investment in their country, it might have some kind of, it might deter the person. Because if the US, they are, look, what you did in Nigeria, for that reason, we are not giving you access, or we are limiting you to this. The person, in the next election, for instance, the person might be worried because there will be another satellite on him. And let me not undermine this. There will be a little deterrent, and some other persons will also learn from that. But we've not had anybody, we've not, from the inception, we've not had anybody being disciplined or being banned from having visa.
Okay, so what you're suggesting is that your understanding is if an election on the or democracy on the minor is banned now, the ban will be lifted later. The president is allowed back in the U.S. and the president might change their mind against undermining the election in the next elections.
Yeah, that's what I think. If a country like
okay, so why shouldn't I undermine the elections this time around? The U.S. will ban me for a while. The ban will be lifted eventually. I'll go back to the U.S. and then the next election I undermine again.
That's not a way to discipline somebody who undermines. It's not about other nation, other countries banning the person. For me, that law is not active. That action, if being taken, yes, it's not actually detail, but I just felt somehow, that's what I said, somehow. But two, it's not made public. Who is banned? We don't know. The names are not published. We've not heard of anybody dealt with in that regard. So I don't think it will also have any impact. I'm only saying if they will make it public and if they will enforce it, it will somehow.
All right, sir. Great to hear from you. Many thanks for your contribution as well. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bayo. My name is Clark, and I'm calling from Degima River State.
Go ahead, Clark.
I want to speak on the topic that the U.S. Government will issue a ban on Nigerian politicians that involve themselves in electoral malpractices.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. government, this is another policy for them to confiscate Nigerian assets in the United States. That's what I'm saying. Because this statement is targeted on Nigerians. They have huge investments in the United States. And bringing up this policy will make them confiscate, or they will not have direct access to the assets which they have in the United States. Thereby, the United States controls the assets of Nigerian politicians.
The U.S. government did not say it was going to confiscate any assets. We just talked about a visa ban. How does a visa ban amount to confiscating a person's assets?
Okay. If Nigerians that own these assets, these Nigerians that will be banned from going to the United States, they will not have direct access to monitor their businesses or assets in the United States. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying.
So if I have a business or investment or assets in the U.S., and I am undermining democracy in Nigeria, and for that reason the U.S. imposes some kind of a visa ban on me, why can't I secure the services of some asset managers or investment managers in the U.S., that's in the event that I don't have a friend or family member over there who can take over these assets. Why can't I contract the services of investment or business managers or asset managers to take over those assets?
You want to hire people that will manage your assets for you. They can as well influence those persons that are managing your assets in the United States.
Hello. Okay. So let me get this straight. Are you suggesting that these people that the U.S., according to you, is targeting would have committed no offense at all, wouldn't even have undermined our democracy? The U.S. is simply trying to take over assets.
I think the U.S. government does not really have Nigerians at heart. If they had Nigerians at heart, they will have some...
Go on.
Hello.
Go on.
If they actually have Nigerians at heart, those persons that undermining the Nigerian democracy. They will have forced them to bring the, because they definitely they'll run abroad for security. They will have forced them to come back to Nigeria to face the law.
Wait, just a moment. Isn't that the whole essence of the visa ban?
Yes, apart from the whole, I mean Nigerians that have violated electoral practices that have been banned by the United States, exactly.
Okay, this is a bit confusing for me, really. But once again, isn't that the whole essence of the visa ban?
Which, by the way,
remember you said was a ploy to take over people's investments and properties. Remember you said that
of Nigerian politicians in the United States.
So, and for that to happen, assuming you're correct, even though by a long shot, but assuming you're correct, that means that there is an actual visa ban in place. You do understand that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great to hear from you as well.
Thank you, Mr. Dyer.
Nine 213, hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Dayo, good evening.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the visa ban, I've not seen it working out anything. I could remember during Abacha's regime, when Ken Sarewa was killed, they said they are going to impose a partial Guinea Nigerian. That didn't stop water flowing. So all this is a USID, it's just cosmetical. I've not seen them being serious over the political instabilities or corruption in the third world nations. We were here in 2014 when according to then president that he was undermined because he couldn't agree with them. Then the present government, which have inflicted much hardship on Nigerians for this period of time I've lived in the past 60 years, this is a government that have inflicted much pain on Nigerians. They are still good friends of the United States. So I'm not taking this country called United States serious. Terrible things are happening in the third world countries. And you can't see them do anything.
What is it that they ought to do?
I could remember there are some countries they have directly. For instance, this Ukraine-Russian crisis now. The money U.S. have invested there, maybe one naira.
So for the U.S. to show you that they are serious about what's happening in your country, in Nigeria, for example, the U.S. should have spent the same amount they spent in Ukraine, in Nigeria.
At least they would have used most especially in the area of insecurity.
Okay, sorry, I have to go for a commercial break now. We got the news at top of the hour, 6 p.m., but I hope that caller remembers there's an actual war, a full-scale, full-blown war going on in Ukraine.